Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I really trust that you'll share these with friends. We get notes all week long about folks that say, thank you so much for sharing, and it really is our joy. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's meditation. My life radically changed when I introduced a regularity of meditation into my morning routine. And when I think about this, I want this to be a highly practical time. We just finished up Holy Week, and we just finished up Easter Sunday. And I think a lot of people see this time as it's the Monday after the big day. I want to get my life spiritually in line. And so here's what I offer when it comes to meditation. One, don't bite off more than you can chew. Don't commit too much of your time. We all need to take baby steps into meditation. I've mentioned several times on this podcast that we ought to treat these like tiny habits in our life, where we may start with reading one piece of scripture and move on. But I want to encourage you a few things. Number one, don't commit too much of your time believing that you're going to go from zero to an hour. It's just unrealistic. Go from 0 to 5 minutes. And then an excellent time when you are in meditation only needs to start with that amount of time. And I really do believe that if you will follow a reading plan like I do on He Reads Truth or She Reads Truth, or you might even go to the YouVersion app and you'll open it up and you'll see Bible reading plans, pick a 7-day read. That's it. Commit to 7 days, and that'll be the first tiny step toward having a meaningful time of meditation. If you're wondering, well, Chuck, I just want to open my Bible and read, then go to the Gospel of John, the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then start reading there. Use some of the resources, though, that are available for YouVersion and other podcasts, but I encourage you, if you're a dude, buy the dollar version of their reading system, and you'll be so blessed by it. So I want to encourage you to do this. Take time to make meditation a part of your daily routine. And you say, Chuck, I don't have time. Folks, listen, if you don't have 5 minutes to try to center your life and your heart on the things of God, something needs to change. And so on the day after Easter, I want to encourage you with this. Allow the Lord Jesus to guide every moment. Literally guide every moment in your life. Invite Him and allow Him to do that in your life. And I believe it's so much easier when you start with meditation. So let's do a short meditation so you might feel exactly what I'm talking about. Stop right now wherever you're at. Pull off on the side of the road. Close your office door. Get into a quiet space. Let the kids play in the playroom, whatever you got to do. And just stop and breathe. Literally just take in a deep breath. And let it out. Do that about 3 times. Do it again. And the thought that you are getting your breathing under control, there's no magic to the breath. It's like a door that separates you from your time with God, the busyness of life that is separated by this perfect wall so that you might have meaningful time with the Lord. And then immediately write down, what 2 things are you grateful for right now? You know, I've had people ask me, so, well, what if I can't think of something to be grateful for? Then in that case, let me share with you how much God loves you, and would you like to know if you die, you go to heaven? Because the Spirit of God, if you ask the Spirit of God within your life, which exists because you're a Christian, then let Him give you those thoughts. What are you grateful for? This morning early when I did this, I was grateful for a change in the weather. I was grateful that I could get into my car and it started. I added 3 or 4 more today. So just jot it down. If it helps you, pray those out loud. God, I'm grateful for. When that's done, stop for just a minute and then begin to just ask the Lord, what is it you want me to do today? Bring to the Lord anything you need to ask Him to forgive you for. Think of a friend who is in need and bring their need before Christ. And then just stop for a few minutes. Just stop and just listen. This is, I think, what the hardest part of Scripture truly is that we are such a busy people that we place great value on doing things that we forget that we need to wait upon the Lord. So stop, hush, listen for His voice. If that's difficult for you, I often play behind me the song from Hillsong, which is Broken Vessels. And I just listen and I pray and I talk to God out loud, and then I just hush and listen for Him. And when that's done, I simply say, Jesus, thank you. I need wisdom from on high today. And would you grant me that wisdom? In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, meditation is truly a life-altering part of your morning. I cannot encourage you enough. If you're wondering how to do that and you want a little more detail, just shoot me an email, chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you, friend. I hope you have an extraordinary week. Bye now.